When I was a little boy, I was scared of lightning, loud claps of thunder, and monster movies. But when I was 11 years old, I learned what real fear was. My father had a small grocery store in a small city in West Virginia. He had always been his own boss all of his life. A supermarket moved outside of town, and my dad's business went bad. The family had to move to Baltimore. My dad had to figure out how to make a living, and he moved us to Baltimore when I was 11 years old. He got a job in Sparrows Point Steel Mill, working the night shift, no longer his own boss. I was 11 years old and had to give up all my friends. My dad gave away my dog, Midnight. Midnight was a dog I picked out when I was 6 years old. I was 11 now. And my dad said, dogs don't belong in the city. I was angry. I was really angry. And I rebelled. I failed in school. I got in trouble. My dad would come up into the bedroom at night to yell at me for one thing or another that I had done. And I did a lot of things. And the only thing that I escaped to in those days was rock and roll music. The radio was always on. And my dad would come up into the room and the Coasters would be on the radio. Who walks in a classroom, cool and slow? Who called the English teacher daddy-o? Whack! Charlie Brown, whack! Charlie Brown. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Whack! That was another night. Pretending that I'm doing well. I got so scared of my father, I would wait in the alley at night to watch the taillights on the back of the car come on so he would drive off to the night shift. And then I would go in. I remember one particular time, the worst. I had taken the trash out to the garbage can, and I was heading back into the house. When the car pulled up, my dad got out, and he said, freeze, mister. And I froze, and he came across that yard, and he said, you go back there, and you put that lid on right. And I turned around, and the can lid was slightly askew. My dad reached out for me, and I know he wanted to grab me by the arm, but he missed, and he grabbed me around the fleshy part of my chest, and he dragged me back to the garbage can, and all the way I started to think, my God, I could feel his nails and his fingers digging into my flesh, and I thought, my dad's going to pull off my nipple. I will not have a nipple. How am I going to take showers after gym class with no nipple? And sure enough, that week, in gym class, in the shower, with 5 deep gashes around my nipple, black, blue, and red, another boy looked at me and he said, what happened to your chest? And I said, I was attacked by a werewolf. Well, things got better the older I got, the next few years. And my father moved back to West Virginia, the family, and he became his own boss again. And I was scared. I stayed with my brother Zach and went to college, but I was scared I would never forgive him for what he did. Never forgive him. But for the next 45 years, my father treated me with kindness. He treated me with respect. He helped me financially, me and my family. And he was proud of the work that I did. He was proud of me. By the time he was 85 years old, I would go and pick him up on a Saturday to go out and do the favorite thing he liked to do, which was go to the local new supermarket. We'd get that cart and we'd go up and down the aisle. 2 hours in the supermarket. We'd get to that cereal aisle and we'd start on one end. Now, by this time, my dad is hard of hearing. He also cannot see straight ahead, only to the left and to the right. And we would start at one end of that cereal row, and he would say, "What's that?" I would say, "Cheerios, what's that? Wheaties, what's that? You can't have that, that's got sugar in it." 100 boxes of cereal, you'd go down that aisle. And every week it would end the same way. He would say, "What was that one back up here?" And one particular Saturday, we're on the porch after a great Saturday, and he had an orange, and he was cutting off pieces, and he was handing me a piece. And then he would take a piece. He would cut a piece and take, and he would give me a piece. It was just like the Godfather movie. I do not know why I said it. I don't know why I said it. But I looked across at him and I said, "Dad, do you remember when you used to hit me?" And as soon as I said that, I got scared. I got scared my dad would blame me. He would say, "You were a bad boy. You failed in school. You got in trouble. You talked back." But my dad didn't say that. He got confused at first. And then he got the hurt look on his face. I never saw such pain on my father's face before. It just came over him while I was sitting on the porch. There it was. And he looked at me and he said, "Why would I ever want to do something like that?" And it was then I realized, I love my father so very much. I did not want him to remember when I was an angry young boy and he was a werewolf.